Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in the series we're calling Labels. We're walking through the Gospel of Luke. And we were in Luke chapter 5 on Sunday. And there are multiple sermons, multiple messages that could come out of Luke 5. You've got some incredible stories in there. Luke is really telling us a couple of stories, a few different stories, aiming at helping us understand who Jesus is. He's really showing people, man, Jesus is the Son of God. There's no other way to explain the things that he's doing. And so you've got the story of the miraculous catch of fish where he calls the apostle Peter and, you know, he tells him, throw the net out on the other side of the boat. And Peter's like, you know, Lord, we fished all night. We caught nothing, right? That's not a good idea. And yet they have this enormous catch of fish. And it's sort of this question of, man, who commands the fish of the sea? And then you move into the next story with the man covered with leprosy, and it was very much believed. I mean, only God can cure this. Only God heals this way, and yet Jesus does it. You go on to the next story, and it's the paralyzed man who his buddies bring him and open up a hole in the roof and drop him down, and Jesus tells him his sins are forgiven. And of course, the religious leaders about have a conniption because they're like, man, only God can forgive sins. Why? How can you say that? And Jesus says, well, is it easier to tell a man to get up and walk who can't walk? Or is it easier to say that your sins are forgiven? And then he tells him, so that you know, I want you to know that the Son of Man, referring to himself, has authority to forgive sins. He tells the man to pick up his mat and go home, and he's healed in front of all of them. And so Luke keeps telling these stories to show us, hey, this Jesus is not just a good teacher. He's not just a popular religious figure. He really is the Son of God, given to us to give his life. God gave the Son, and the Son gives his life to pay for our sins, and he has the authority to forgive sins. He really is the divine Son of God in the flesh. And we took time to really focus all of our attention on the story of the man with leprosy, and we focused on two things, the power, the compassion, and the identity of Jesus that the story shows, and then the faith and the desperation and the humility of the leper. The story says that Luke tells us that the leper runs to Jesus and he falls on his face. He begs Jesus, Jesus, if you're willing, you can make me clean. And he shows such humility and a desperation. He is ceremonially unclean because of his leprosy. He's not supposed to be around other people. And yet he just says, I don't care. I don't care if I offend others. I don't care if they look at me weird. I don't care if I'm breaking social norms. I need to get to Jesus. And there's this incredible faith in the leper that Jesus, I know I've got nothing to bring, but I believe you have everything to give. And so he comes to Jesus, not saying, you know, I wonder maybe Jesus, if you could do something here, but saying, no, I know Jesus. I know that you can heal. I know that you have the power and the authority. And then you see Jesus's response where multiple times, Luke doesn't say it here, but we see the compassion when Jesus reaches out and touches the leper. You weren't supposed to touch someone with leprosy, then you became unclean. But Jesus, such is the power and authority of Jesus, when he touches, he doesn't become unclean. The leper becomes clean. He brings healing. Power flows out of Christ. And so he touches the man. He's moved to compassion. We see that multiple times throughout the Gospels, that Jesus does not look at the plight of human beings. He doesn't look at the difficult circumstances we're in and say, you know what? Suck it up. You can get through it. He's moved to compassion or pity. And he touches the man. And with one word, he says, I will. And then he says, be clean. And in the Greek, it's one word. With just one word, he heals the man. And he makes him whole. And of course, that's a factual story. I mean, really, that happened. And it's symbolic of the greater cleaning and the greater healing that Jesus brings into each one of our lives. We talked about this at the end that, you know, our greatest, this man was separated from the temple and really from God because of his ceremonial uncleanness. He had this sickness that meant he could not be part of the religious life of Israel and was separated from the temple. But Jesus, as Jesus comes, right, when he dies on the cross, the curtain of the temple is torn in two, indicative, representative of the fact that, hey, we now have access to God. Our sin has been taken away, by Christ, and we're no longer separated from God. And so, you know, this leper, Jesus heals him of his physical sickness, and now he gets to go worship at the temple. In fact, Jesus tells him, go show yourself to the priests. He gets to be reunited in some ways and no longer separated from God because of this physical ailment. But it's symbolic of, hey, there's a deeper sickness here in all of us. And it's our sin, and our sin separates us from God, and Jesus has come, and he's given his life. He's paid for that sin, and with one word, with one touch, he can heal us. When we come to him in humility and in faith, like the leper, when we run to Jesus in desperation and say, Jesus, I believe you can make me whole. I believe you can make me clean. I believe you can save me and wash away the sin. Jesus, he still has that power and authority to do it. And so I just want to close and sort of challenge us to ask the question, do we have that kind of desperation? Do we run to Jesus in humility? And do we believe it's the same Jesus? Paul talked about this at the night of worship, did a great job, if you were there at the night of worship, of talking about the same Jesus we read about here is the same Jesus today. He still has power and authority, all power and authority. And do we believe that? Do we run to him in the worst of times? Do we run to him in the best of times? Do we run to him daily in desperation and humility and saying, Jesus, I know you have the power and authority to heal, to move, to change a situation, to walk me through whatever I'm going through right now? I want to leave you with that. I want to pray for you and then encourage you to take some time just to pray today. Heavenly Father, God, I pray for those who are listening. Many of us may know you and love you. And I pray, God, that we would come to you still in humility and desperation and faith for whatever we're dealing with, God, and know that you are a good Father who loves us and cares for us. And help us, Father, to have faith and believe and not doubt. God, there may be some listening who have never taken the step to trust you with their lives. And it's that first time of running to you and saying, Jesus, I believe you can make me clean because of what you did at the cross. God, thank you that you continue to save. And I pray for all those listening today, God, wherever they are, that they would come to you in desperation, humility, and faith. And Jesus, thank you that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let me encourage you to take some time right now just to respond and to pray to the Lord yourself.